Lord, we are grateful for this opportunity you've given us to come together in prayer. We lift up your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We exalt you, O God. We just declare that indeed the heavens are your throne and earth is your footstool. There is nobody who is above you, nor is there anybody who is besides you. You are God all by yourself. Father, you deserve all the praise. You deserve all the glory. We acknowledge, O God, that you made the heavens and the earth, O God. You spoke everything into existence according to your word, according to your promises, and according to your purposes. Father, we give you praise for the Holy Spirit that you have sent to lead us, guide us, our prayer. Have your way as we pray in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O God, as we pray. Holy Spirit, you are the one who knows the mind and the will of our God. Lead us and guide us. Let this prayer be profitable to us. Let heaven hear and let heaven answer. We stand, O God, on those words that were spoken by those of old that said, hear our prayer, O God, and attend to our supplication. Father, we know that in this moment as a nation we mourn for innocent lives that have been lost over the last few hours. Father, we just bring those families before you, those who are mourning, those who are grieving. Father, only you are able to give peace unto them in the midst of the adversity and the tragedy that they are facing. Father, comfort their hearts and console them, O God, in this season of loss. Father, we may try to understand why. We may not even try to understand how. But God, you know all things. You know the fallen nature and the fallen state of humanity. God, heal, restore, raise up a level of hope in those who are mourning. Father, we know that words can never be enough to bring comfort, but we know that you are able. So send a word of peace, O God, a word of comfort and a word of healing over them. In the city of Uvalde, we are mourning, O God, let your peace overshadow them. Let wounds, O God, be healed as only you can. I thank you and I praise you that God, whatever they need in this moment, be their provider, bring provision. Father, let them be kept away from the noise and the rhetoric, O God, that's trying to bring more hurt in those wounds, O God. Let those words, O God, have no effect over them, but let your word prevail. You said you are the one who gives peace that surpasses all human understanding, God. Let your peace be in their midst in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the men and women that have joined us on prayer, on this prayer line. I ask that God, you move on their behalf, bring healing and restoration, O God, in areas where they need healing. Bring provision, God, in the areas where they need provision. Open doors for them, God, that need to be opened. Bring relief, O God, areas where they need relief. Let there be divine intervention in areas of their lives where they desire heaven to intervene on their behalf. And Father, we stand fast on your word that says you are God and you do not change. Malachi 3:6. Your promises are yes and amen. You are not a man that he should lie. God, move on their behalf. Reverse some things that have been set to work against them. Bring those things that are out of alignment back into alignment with accordance with your purposes and your plans. Father, only you go before us to make the crooked places straight. Only you, O God, go before us to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys. Somebody is standing before a mountain, O God, that must be moved out of the way. Let a level of faith in them, O God, be raised for them to be able to have the confidence to speak to that mountain, knowing that it has to move out of the way. It will obey your word. It will obey your commands, O God. And as your sons and your daughters open up their mouths to speak to those mountains, let them be brought low in the name. Let those mountains be brought low for your praise and for your glory. Chains, O God, that have held them bound for generations, even for a lifetime. Only you, God, have the power. Only you, God, have the authority for those chains to be broken. We release that power in the name of Jesus, that the chains be broken, the captivity be broken, those that are bound be set free in the name of Jesus. There may be limitations imposed upon them, O God, in their abilities. Let that limitation be broken. Limitations imposed on them, O God, in the lack of resources, let those limitations be broken. The lack of wisdom, let that lack, O God, be dealt with. Let wisdom be released in the name of Jesus. Give them the ability to be able to make sound decisions and sound judgments, O God, that will bring them to a place of divine alignment with what heaven has decreed concerning their lives. I thank you, God, that there are some who are standing before doors that they need to have opened. Let them have this assurance, O God, that you open doors that no man can shut, and that you shut doors that no man can open. Let those doors of destiny be opened. Let those doors of breakthrough be opened. Let those doors of divine reversal, God, be opened. Let those doors of favor be opened. Doors of elevation be opened. Doors of prosperity be opened. Doors of great wisdom be opened. Doors of great health be opened. Great doors of wealth be opened. Doors of generational blessings, God, let them be opened in the name of Jesus. And Father, some are crying for doors to be shut, God. Doors of iniquity, let them be shut in the name of Jesus. Doors of poverty, let them be shut in the name of Jesus. Doors of dysfunction, let them be shut in the name of Jesus. Doors of chaos and confusion, let them be shut in the name of Jesus. Doors of hatred, let them be shut in the name of Jesus. Doors of pride, let them be shut in the name of Jesus. Doors of greed and avarice, let them be shut in the name of Jesus. God, whatever trail the enemy has been using to perpetuate generational patterns of sin and iniquity, let those doors be shut. Let those trails be closed in the name of Jesus. Carnal desires, fleshly lusts that have been used as gateways to enslave your people, let them be shut in the name of Jesus. For your praise and for your glory, let the light of God shine greatly upon their lives. Let their eyes be opened for them to be able to see. Let their ears, O God, be opened for them to be able to hear your voice, to hear your commandments, to hear your instructions as you are moving them, God, one level of faith to another, from one dimension of understanding to another. God, grace upon grace, let it come over them. Favor upon favor, let it come upon them. Your word says, O God, your mercies are new every morning. Release your new mercies over them, O God, for your praise and for your glory. Your word says, as we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Let daily provision be released, O God. Let them not suffer lack for anything, but may they walk in the daily provision of blessing, in the daily provision of breakthrough that you have allotted for them for this day, a day that you have made for them to rejoice and to be glad. Let them not walk in their own strength, but let them walk in the strength of the Almighty God. Let them walk in obedience to your instructions as you lead them and guide them. You are not leading them in paths of wickedness, O God, but you are taking them on the path of righteousness as you are leading them, O God, to that expected end that you decreed and declared before the beginning. Yes, O God, your word declares that many afflictions of the righteous, many things are going to come your way. Some are walking in the midst of great adversity and great trials, O God, but you said you will deliver them from them all. Let them now have a reason to rejoice because God is moving on their behalf. Let them have a reason to celebrate because God is working things together for their good. Father, your word is forever settled in the heavens, and by your word you made it known to us that there is no weapon that has been fashioned by our adversary that is able to war against us, that is able to prevail against us. And Father, we stand on that word. We say every demonic conception, every demonic agenda, every demonic design for attack, God, over our lives, over our families, over our inheritance will not prevail. God, you are our shield. You are our defender. Your word says, oh God, your name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, oh God, and they are safe. Your word declares, oh God, that you are our shield, you are our buckler, you are our defender. Your word declares, oh God, you are the one who teaches our hands to fight and our fingers to war. Your word declares, oh God, that if you be for us, then who can be against us? Your word, oh God, declares that you are the God who fights in the battle, and you have never lost a battle. Father, we stand on your word that is never changing, because God, you have exalted your word even above your name, and you have declared, as we have said before, that God, it is forever settled in the heavens. The very word you declared, O God, to say it shall not return to you void, O God. The very word you declared, O God, that it shall prosper in every endeavor, in everything that you send it out to accomplish. God, we stand by that word, that your word will not, your word will prevail, and the enemy will not have victory over us, because the battle does not belong to us, O God. The battle belongs to you. It is you, O God, that is fighting for us. Because you are fighting for us, O God, we know that victory is guaranteed. You required for us to walk by faith and not by sight. You required of us, O God, to trust in you, not in chariots or horses, but to put our faith, our hope, and our trust in you. God, tonight we reaffirm our faith. Our trust is not in the hands of man. It's not in the thoughts of man. It's not in the ability of man. But God, our hope, our faith, and our trust is in you. God, you have never failed us. You won't fail us, O God, and you never will. Today, we stand on your promises that indeed we shall receive everything that you have declared over our lives. We walk in prosperity. We walk in health. We walk in strength. We walk in healing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. His hand guides and directs our lives. His hand of favor is upon us. His hand of favor is upon our posterity. His hand of favor is upon our house. Father, according to your word, you said in that day that the weakest of them amongst them, the children of Israel, you say they shall be as strong as the house of David. We declare, O God, though our houses may be small, but our houses are endured with strength from on high. Our weakest point, we shall be like the house of David. We shall be strong in the name and the power and the might of our God. Father, in battle, we will be victorious, though we might be small in the sight of many. But, O God, your word says, if you be for us, then who can be against us? We declare the greatness of God over our homes. We declare the enabling grace of God over all our endeavors. Whatsoever we set our minds to do, God, it will prevail, because God, your word declares to us that those who delight themselves in you, God, you will give them the desires of their hearts. God, the desires we have in us have not been conceived by the adversary. They have not been conceived by our flesh, but the desires that are in us have been conceived by your word. Your word has found a lodging place in us. We engage with the plans and purposes of God. We engage with the ways of God. We engage with the thoughts of God. We declare that, God, barrenness over our lives is over, because God, you have taken us from the miry clay and set our feet upon the solid rock, who is Christ Jesus. Father, we declare success over our households. Father, favor over our sons and our daughters. Let them find success in every endeavor that they engage in. God, that which you have allowed for us to do, we declare that it will reach a state of perfection, because God, you declared your word, 138 verse number 8, that you are perfecting everything that concerns us. Father, you are perfecting the visions, the dreams, the hopes, and the ambitions of our sons and our daughters, because they concern us. We speak to their destiny. We speak to their future. You will manifest everything that God has declared to be made manifest through you. You will do great exploits in the name of God. You are highly gifted. You are anointed of God. You are favored of God. When the day of decision comes, you have no other way to turn, but you are going to put your faith, your trust, and your hope in God. And Father, we thank you for the day that is ahead when they have to make that decision. May this be their prayer on that day, that because of what I've heard, or because of what I've seen, because what I've experienced, the God of my father, the God of my mother has now become my God. Let their hearts be open to receive instruction from heaven. Let the glory of God rest upon them all their days in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God rest over them all their days on earth. May they be a sure testimony that is established in them of the great and wondrous things that God has done in their midst. I thank you, God, for that man and for that woman who has made a resolve that they will not give up on God, because God has been good. Father, you are singing back to them today. As much as you have not given up on God, God is saying he has not given up on you. God is making a way for you where there seemed to be no way. God is causing streams to flow in the desert. Wells are going to be dug and they're going to overflow with the sweet waters that are flowing from Christ, even in the desert places of your life. As you walk through the seasons of wilderness, may you see the provision of God. May you see the hand of God as an assurance that he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. That God is not leaving you because things are hard. God is not abandoning you because you have lost the way. The scripture tells us that there is nothing that shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Our hearts are open to receive instruction. God, as you spoke by the prophet Ezekiel, you said you will take away from us the heart of stone. You will give us a heart of flesh, O God, that we will be able to walk in accordance with your commandments, your statutes, and your judgments. We say, God, tonight, let open heart surgery take place. Let the hearts of stone be moved. Let the heart of flesh come. God, you said by the prophets, O God, in that day, you will write the laws, you will write your commandments, not on tablets of stone, but you will write your commandments and your instructions on the tablets of our hearts. We say, God, tonight, let the writing commence. Let the laws of God be written in our hearts. As our refrain, O God, be that of the psalmist, when he say, thy word, O God, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And we say, O God, tonight, thy word we have hid in our hearts, O God, that we may not sin against you. God, in our rising and in our going down, we will praise you. We will declare that you are worthy, O God, whether things are going our way or not. We will still give you all the praise and all the glory. We declare, God, that because our hope is in you, we will never be disappointed. Our faith is in you, we will never be let down. God, you are faithful, faithful from the beginning of time to the end of time. You will always be faithful. We thank you, we praise you, that, oh God, you are an ever-present help even in time of need, an ever-present help in the time of trouble, knowing, God, that there is no mountain that is high enough, oh God, to stop you from pursuing us, oh God. There is no valley that is low enough that hinders you, O God, for coming after us. We thank you. We praise you, O God, that our faith, our hearts find peace in you. Our hearts find hope in you. Word says, O God, where hope deferred, the heart is sorrowful. God, you have not deferred hope in our hearts, O God, but you give to us, O God, in abundance, in measure. We thank you and we praise you, O God. Your word made known to us the depths of footmen outward of the Lord. We declare, O God, in our coming and in our going, our footsteps are ordered of the Lord. O God, we remember according to your word. David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God, you are with us. Let your love encompass over us, O God, as a canopy. Let your arms, O God, surround us, O God, and bring protection in the seasons of adversity. As you were in the days of old with the children of Israel, God, let there be a cloud of fire that watches over us at night. A pillar, O God, a cloud of pillar that covers, O God, in the noonday. We thank you and we praise you that, God, you have made yourself known to us that we may walk in obedience. Oh, what a wonderful, loving Father that you are. We thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Somebody open up your mouth and thank God for his goodness towards you. Bless his name for his kindness towards you. Listen, there is nothing that you can ever do to earn the love of God, because God has made a decision to love you out of his own will, out of his own volition. And it's comforting to know that God loved us even whilst we were yet sinners. God loved us. It is also comforting to know that in the ordering and the structuring of our destiny, God did not consult and have a counsel with man to decide whether he should bless us or not. God made his own sovereign decision to say he will bless us. He made his own sovereign decision, the scripture says, according to the counsel of his own will. God laid a destiny on you, not because men begged him to give you a destiny, but before you were even formed in your mother's womb, before any man knew that you existed, God called you, God appointed you, God gave you a destiny. It is not enough just for God to appoint you and give you a destiny, but God has made a pathway. God has made provision for you to be able to accomplish your destiny, the purpose for which you were called in to be in the earth for. God has made provision. God is graced with all those things. The Bible says God has given us all things pertaining life. That includes the things we need to accomplish our purpose, to accomplish our destiny. By the grace of God, we are going to serve our generation. By the grace of God, we are going to complete our assignment in the earth. By the grace of God, I declare that you will not die before your time. You will not die before you accomplish your destiny. You will not die before you accomplish your purpose. In the name of Jesus, listen, there is no time where God has said your time is expired, therefore I will not listen to your prayers anymore. There is no place where the scripture has said God has called you into retirement and said your job as an intercessor is over. There is no place ever where God has ever said that. In your old age, your prayers will still prevail. In your old age, your intercession will still prevail. Can I just tell somebody here prophetically, God is not done with you yet. God is not through with you yet. You are still in a place where you can be an effective instrument in the kingdom of God. Through your prayers, scripture says, the prayers of a righteous man, not being gender specific, but the prayers of a righteous man, the prayers of a righteous woman will avail it much. They will avail much. I declare that even in this season of your life, your prayers are going to avail. Your prayers are going to prevail. Your prayers are going to break generational curses over children that haven't even been born yet to time. God has brought you into life, into the kingdom, for such a time as this. For you to say, God, I have put my hands on the plow. I am not looking back, but I'm going forward. That God, when I open up my mouth to pray, I know that I have a heaven's attention. God, you are going to move on my behalf in the name of Jesus. God, I know, like Abraham, you promised, oh God, to walk with him and bring him to that place that you promise an inheritance. I pray that God, even in his old age, you did, oh God. Therefore, you will do the same for somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. Can I just go a little bit deeper and just be more daring to let you know that I know that generations before you have never been property owners, but God appointed you to own property. Yet you are saying, God, how shall it be in my old age? And God says, consider Abraham, consider Sarah. I did a work in their old age. God is not through with you yet. You are saying, God, I don't have the finances to pull it out, to pull through for me to be able to get the house. And God is just letting you know that he owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He's just letting you know that all the silver is his and all the gold is his. In fact, he makes this emphatic declaration, the earth is his and the fullness thereof, even they that dwell therein. God buying you a house is not a big thing. God opening doors for you is not a big thing. It might be a big thing for you, but it's nothing. Is there anything too hard for God to handle? I'm telling you, in your old age, may God grant you wisdom. Wisdom that is beyond your years. May God multiply the effectiveness of your experience. May God multiply the effectiveness of your wisdom. May God multiply the effectiveness of your understanding in your old age. May you rise up as a teacher of virtue. May you rise up as an instructor in godliness. May you rise up as an instructor in holiness. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your position is being elevated. You are going to be a mentor to many. You are going to be a leader to many. You are going to be an influencer to many, even in your old age, in the name of Jesus. Can I go a little bit deeper just to let you know that there are schools that are going to be built through you in the name of Jesus. There are businesses that are designed to be built by you. God, I am old, and God says, is it anything hard for God to do? God, I have not been fruitful all my life. life. And God says, don't you remember what I did with Aaron's rod that stood before me? I caused it to bud. God will accelerate time. That which was meant to take you 4 years to do, God can do in a month in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you, you are saying, God, I do not have the education to do what you are asking me to do. And God is letting me know to remind you that He is the one who brought the spirit of wisdom in all manner of craftsmanship to come upon Bezaleel for him to be able to build the furniture of the tabernacle. And I pray that God will endow you now with skills that are beyond your apprehension, skills beyond your comprehension. You are going to be able to do things you only dreamt of, things that were going to cost you millions to be able to acquire the skills. God is empowering you for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Father, I thank you for the spirit of creativity you are releasing right now. I speak the manifestation of those books, oh God, the manifestation of those creative works, oh God, to come now in the name of Jesus. Witty inventions, oh God, business ideas. God, I thank you that may God give you the zeal of your youth in the pursuit of understanding, in the pursuit of knowledge, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They say you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. You are not a dog. Therefore, God can teach you new things for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. May God open up your eyes for you to be able to see opportunities that many miss. May God allow you to be able to see opportunities for advancement, opportunities for acceleration, opportunities for elevation, opportunities for enlargement. May you be able to see them in the desert places. May you see doors in the desert places. May you see streams beginning to flow in the name of Jesus. I pray that well springs are coming forth even in the dry places of your life where there's been barrenness, where there's been unfruitfulness. I speak fruitfulness now in the name of Jesus over your life for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. I thank God for what He's doing in you. I thank God for what He's doing through you for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. You are chosen by God. You are appointed by God for such a time as this. I pray Daniel spoke this word. He said, those who know their God shall be strong and they shall do great exploits. I pray that the strength of God is coming upon you. You are going to be able to do great exploits, great exploits, great exploits, great exploits. Let me give you things that are coming to mind when I speak about great exploits. You are going to be putting in six-figure revenues in your business, great exploits. You are going to be able to dethrone demonic principalities and powers, great exploits. In the name of Jesus, through you, hearts are going to be turned to serve God. Through you, ministries are going to be built. Can I go a little bit deeper to say, through you, prophets are going to come. Through you, apostles are going to come. Through you, worship leaders are going to come. Some of you may say, but God, I am old. I have no children. And I hear the Spirit of God say, there is adoption in the name of Jesus, children in the spirit being brought into your life for you to influence them unto godliness for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. May the Lord anoint the works of your hands. May God anoint the lips of clay that you have. You are going to be an effective instrument. You will speak light in the darkness and light will be made manifest. in the name of Jesus. Now, I know some of you are thinking, but God, there's never been a minister in my bloodline. And God's saying the reason why there never been is because the time has been waiting for you. After you, that word will never be used again concerning your bloodline, because you are going to be the first of many. Anybody hear me here tonight? You are going to be the first of many. You are going to be the reference point for generations that are going to come. They are going to see how God has blessed you. You are going to be a reference. You are going to be an anchor that says, if I trust in God as much as my grandmother did, as much as my grandfather did, and I know that God will do great things. How do you know? Because I saw what God did in their lifetime. I saw what God did in their lifetime. God did great and mighty things. If God can do such great things through them, and I am their posterity, they were speaking blessing over me, I know that I can also do great things in the name of Jesus. May your hearts be turned for you to love God, to pursue God with everything that you have, with your heart, body, soul, and spirit. May you pursue God with everything that you have. May this be your cry daily. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And your prayer will be, God, today my passion and my pursuit is your kingdom and your righteousness. Let thy kingdom come, O God, on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come upon my life, O God, as it is in heaven. For the praise and for the glory of my Father in heaven. I want to go a little bit deeper and tell somebody tonight, God is working on changing your story. God is working on changing your identity. You have always been known according to your poverty. You have been known according to your pain. You have been known according to your dysfunction. You have been known according to your bad judgments. But I declare tonight your identity changes. You are no longer going to be called the fool. You are no longer going to be called pompous. You are no longer going to be called ignorant. You are going to be called a child of God, one who is able to make wise decisions, because the wisdom of God is your portion in the name of Jesus. You are no longer going to be called crippled. You are no longer going to be called blind. You are no longer going to be called deaf. Your new name is going to be called healed. Your new name is going to be called restored. Your new name is going to be called raised from the dead in the name of Jesus. Your identity changes tonight for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. You shall no longer be called poor. You are going to be called rich. You shall no longer be called a borrower. You are going to be called a lender because of what God has done in your life. Listen, I know that when you look at your bloodline, you were ashamed, failed marriages, broken families, and you are saying, God, I am afraid of making the same mistakes. But God is letting me remind you that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. By Christ, you can do all things. You are not going to be a perpetuator of that dysfunction. You are not going to be a perpetuator of that broken cycle. You are a new beginning. You are a new beginning, because the word of God says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You are going to do a new beginning. You are starting a new cycle. You are starting a new pattern. The excuse of where you are coming from is over. I know you were born in the ghetto, but you were born in the ghetto for a testimony. You were born in dysfunction. I acknowledge you were, but you were born in dysfunction for a testimony. I know you were born in brokenness, but you were born in brokenness for a testimony. In the name of Jesus, I know you were born in wickedness, but you were born in wickedness for a testimony of the delivering power of God. In the name of Jesus, your every excuse you have had, God made made an account of that before you were born. And he said, glory shall come from you. Glory shall come through you. Therefore, your past is over. Your past is over. You are moving forward into a new place to do new things for the glory of our Father in heaven. I pray. In the name of Jesus, Mama, I know that all the women in your family end up being widows, but I pray today that cycle is broken. Your husband will not die before his time, in the name of Jesus. Ha. In the name of Jesus. And for somebody here, I want to let you know that the cycle of husbands leaving is over, in the name of Jesus. I stand here tonight in the gap and declare that your marriage will not fail. Every breached wall that has been broken, God is going to restore. Every bond of faithfulness that has been broken, God is going to restore. I speak the power of the ability to forgive, to be made manifest in your home. Where there has been unfaithfulness, may the faithfulness of God bring healing and restoration for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Can I just silence the voice that has been speaking the death over your marriage? It will not come to pass. I speak it now in the name of Jesus. For the praise and the glory of my Father in heaven. Can I just tell somebody here, I know that you have been moving from one job to another. You never get to settle. One day you are there, the next day you are moving. It's like you have never really found a place that you belong. You are there, you work, they terminate you. You are there, you work, they are restructuring. You are there, you work, they are resizing. And you always find yourself in the place where you are being the one who is being cut off. But today, by the authority that is in the name of Christ, I declare that God is settling you now. God is settling you now in your place of employment. You shall no longer be a nomad. You shall no longer be the one who is a resume of being timid all the time. That cycle is over, in the name of Jesus. For the praise and the glory of my Father in heaven, I declare it to be so, because God, His word will never fail. His word will never fail. His word will never fail. And finally, what I want to address, I know that some of you, the reason why you leave, because there always seems to be somebody who is out there to get you. There's always an assignment to bring you down. But today, we take authority over that assignment. I want you to hear me clearly. We take authority over that assignment to bring you down. Because we have taken authority over that assignment, we can issue this decree. This assignment is canceled in the name of Jesus. 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 And we say, your enemies who have been rejoicing at enacting the plan to bring you down, may despair and sorrow come over them. In the name of Jesus. As their plans fall one by one, may they realize that they cannot touch the apple of God's eye. In Jesus' name, 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 in Jesus' name. And for somebody, I don't know, this might sound strange to you, but that's what I'm sensing in the spirit. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I declare that that uncle who abused you has no power over you. He has no authority over you. He doesn't govern your thinking. He doesn't govern your destiny. I break the hold that he has over you. That hold is broken in the name of Jesus. Where he has been taking advantage of your woundedness, I speak the healing virtue of Christ to come and bring healing to that woundedness in your heart in the name of Jesus. And this is where I want to go. 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 You have been in a place I want to call arrested development. Arrested development. Because somebody came and abused you, and you have never been able to grow from that place of abuse. I'm not talking about physical growth. I'm talking about your emotional growth. I'm talking about your ability to process emotions. You haven't been able to go forward because it's like you are stuck in time, frozen as a picture in that place emotionally. But today, in the name of Jesus, we break that hold. We break that hold. We break that arrest, and we declare it is over. You are free. You are liberated in the name of Jesus, because the word of God says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And I declare over you, this is your day of liberty. This is your day of freedom. You are going to experience exponential growth in that area where you have been stunted in the name of Jesus. And I know that I said I was done, but I got one more that just came into my spirit. One more that just came into my spirit. When you are flying on a plane, when you are flying on a plane, you know where you are coming from. You know what altitude you have to be on. You know what speed you have to be cruising on, until you know when you were supposed to get at your destination, when you are supposed to be landing. But occasionally, when you go on a journey, there's going to be a place where you are not cleared to land. You are not cleared to land. You have to hover around the airport to burn some of the fuel that you have before you can land. Sometimes you have to circle for a while until the coast is clear for you to land. In aeronautics, they call that being in a holding pattern. Being a holding pattern. And sometimes it is so frustrating that you are in the place where you know you were supposed to be landing. You are in the place of your destination, but you are in a holding pattern. You were in a holding pattern. You get desperate because you know you were supposed to land. You get desperate because you're going to miss your connecting flight. You get desperate because you're in a holding pattern. But I want to let somebody know here tonight, we are breaking that holding pattern. You are cleared to land in the name of Jesus. How does this apply to me, what you were telling me? You are cleared to land that job. You are cleared to land that business. You are cleared to land that property. Property ownership is coming your way. Prosperity is coming your way. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. You are not going to miss your divine encounter. You are not going to miss your divine appointment. Why? Because the Spirit of God has just made an announcement. It's time to break the holding pattern. You are free to land. The runway is clear. You can come in and land in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, your name is worthy to be praised. To you, O God, be glory, honor, and praise for the remarkable things that you have done. The psalmist made mention of this when he looked at the things that happened, and he simply stated, "This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight." It is marvelous in our sight. It is marvelous. So God, you say to us, we walk by faith and not by sight. We know that we've just been praying, therefore our natural sight is not seen yet. But by faith, we see the great things that you have done. Therefore, we make this assertive statement, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight. We look at that breakthrough, God, and we just say, this now is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our sight. We see us hitting the tarmac because we have just landed. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. The scripture says, you have turned my mourning into dancing. This indeed is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the son of David, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen.